Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello and happy Friday, Real Ass Podcast fans. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, holding down the fort because Mr. J. Gomez is having some car issues. Hope you're okay, buddy. Hope you're not stuck on the side of the road. But we're going to have a good time in your honor. My co-host for the day, my first... headphones went out. My co-host for the day, my first choice, when Shannon said... Who do you want to co-host that lives nearby? And I said...
And Ryan Long was busy. Hey, man, sorry. I've got to go talk about why both sides are the same.
I said, Robbie Goodwin, get him in here.
He's on fire!
I'm so excited to have this.
Thank you for being here.
No one man should have all this power.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
That's what's up, nigga.
Yeah. We're going to go through all of them by the end of the night.
Two great guests today. Wonderful. Usually, you know, you guys know how the show works. We go with two white men. Changing it up today. We got a woman and we got a miscellaneous. We got the queen of the alt-right, Katie Boyle. And of course, from...
she seems from, to love this
From
bit.
The Shift podcast, not the character me and Colm and Racine do. A very lovely, progressive, wonderful person, Katie Boyle.
Thank you.
Katie!
And from the DBS podcast, the fucking king of the jungle, Sergio Chacon.
What's going on, people? I'm so happy to be here.
I cannot see two more different people across from me right now. Like, Katie, very warm. Sergio, intense fucking face. The opposite of the color spectrum over here.
Katie's ancestors drove Sergio out of Ireland.
We're just going for a little ride.
No, his ancestors came into my country.
Oh, all right, Katie Boyle.
That's right. They were asking for it. We're a pure race.
We're just smarter. Look at the statistics.
No, we're
dumb. We knew what was best for you.
We're dumb.
You were meant to row the ships.
You're the reason why I have a little tan.
By the way, not to shit on Irish people, but the fact that they went, there's no potatoes, I guess we starve to death. It's like, pick a second thing.
No, statistically, no, here's not alt-right, Katie. All the other food was exported the whole time, so it's actually a genocide, bitch. They wanted us to starve because then it was easier. We're still only at like 4.5 million. At the time, we were 9 million, so we never...
Sounds exaggerated.
Yeah.
It's true. They took all our hogs.
I heard it's like 500,000.
Yeah, I thought
and a lot of them were gays and gypsies.
I heard Stalin was worse.
Oh, man, we're going to have a day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Cue up that plug music. Sergio, I know you got the DBS podcast. I know you're going to be on the road probably with Chrissy D. Tell people where to check you out, my friend.
Yo, The God has a website. It's www.sergiochacon.com. It's easy. Flip through it. There's a bunch of shows, some training regimens. The only thing that is missing is my wild animal kingdom. But help yourself. And visit the website, people. Thank you.
Sergio, I'm going to ask you this on the air because I'm going to forget. Are you with Chrissy at the Beacon?
I am this Saturday at the Beacon. Yeah.
Let me talk to you after this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember my big tall friend?
The Cubano?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah, his wife loves Chrissy D.
So you want me to, I could probably scalp you a ticket.
Yeah, that's...
I'm have to bump up the price for Cubano.
Yeah,
that World Wrestling Federation money.
Let me put you two in contact.
I've been on his Instagram. I'm gonna have to double charge him.
Yeah, one for each fucking leg in those seats. Katie, what do you want people to check out, babe?
My Instagram at Katie Boyle Comic and my podcast The Shift, please.
Please check that out, Mr. Goodwin.
At Robbie Goodwin on social media. Katie and I just judged Fight Club at the Stand this Thursday, so that'll be on YouTube on this Thursday, I think. I've been judging Fight Club a lot, so check those out, too. They're on YouTube. I'll give Matt a plug.
Yeah.
So I got nothing right now.
And you guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Check out my other shows here on the network. Zach Migos, Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, and Catalyst Wrestling. And bring up Lewis's dates. Lewis and I will be at the Regent Theater right outside of Boston on February the 19th. I know he's also got comics at Mohegan Sun, I believe, on the weekend of the 25th. March 25th, he is going to be at McGuire's, the Brokerage on the 26th, Zanies in Chicago, Fort Worth, and Dallas, Texas coming up. And I know he's also got Uncle Vinny's dates. Please go to lewisofskanks.com to check out all of Lewis's dates. And on most of those, you're going to see my fucking fat, happy ass do 25 minutes before.
You are not going to find a more dirty comic out there.
Well, okay, I've realized Lewis really kind of... I don't think Lewis thinks I'm that funny, but I'm a litmus test because I'm going to walk whoever would have ruined Lewis's set.
Are the women gone?
Yeah.
I'll go out there.
And I realize, like, the more I open for them, the more, like... And people... Sometimes people do walk out correctly.
Mm.
Like, we were in Laugh It Up. And just a table of six.
Where's Laugh It Up at? Is that Arizona?
Poughkeepsie. And the best. Shout out Cal. And just, you know, a big table in the back of older, probably conservative people. 5 minutes into my set, just got up, paid their bill, and left. And and the owner's like, that's how you walk out. You just, you know, you go, this isn't for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's a guy who, like, complained after us. Like, he was like, why'd you sit through the show and then complain and, like, want your money back? It's like, yeah, you should just leave.
I never understand some of those. Have you done a lot of hotel comedy clubs?
I don't think so. More casinos.
Okay. Because sometimes it's weird because sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I was staying at a hotel, I would go, you know what I want to see?
Nah.
Comedy in the conference room.
Well, sometimes there's just nothing to do in the town. It's like, oh, that's something to do. I just walked by it. You know, I think people don't know what to expect sometimes.
Oh, no, I did, but it was an Irish festival, so they kind of knew what they were getting themselves involved into, I feel.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Sergio?
Yeah, I've done a number of those hotel gigs, and the thing is they're hell gigs because I think people are tricked into doing it, right?
Well, it's just not built for comedy, and this sounds like diva-ish, but like ideally, for what we do, you want low ceilings, dark, and you want the audience directly in front of you.
Right, not big round-ass tables.
Yeah, they're always fucking conference rooms.
But they're always these long rooms, so you have to go left and right. The stage is always super tiny, and then the ceilings are super high, so the laughs get lost in them.
Yeah, it feels like you're doing like a quarter four presentation when you're up there, you know? Like, what's the deal with our fucking earnings?
This is why I didn't go to college.
Yeah. I should go to grad school for these reasons. The following.
Though I will say, as a lazy person, I love being able to go to my room in between shows.
That is amazing.
And not have to sit in the green room.
That is the best. I'm with you. I 100% agree, because I had a room right next to the club, and I was just like, well, this is the greatest thing of all time. I just literally just walk two steps.
It's so antisocial.
Yeah.
Though the worst is at the old, at Bananas, they have a giant wall of all the comics that have ever done it, but like Polaroids from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, it'll be like Jim Gaffigan and like all famous people, and then just so many dead fat people. And I just look at it and go, I'm going to die in this hotel, aren't I? It's like the end of The Shining when they show 4th of July, 1921.
Louis Anderson's like, join us, Zach! Join us, Zach!
Yo, my best friend played Louis Anderson in Celebrity Ghost Story reenactments.
Hell yeah. How'd you not get that gig?
He's considerably larger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he ate his way into that party. My other friend...
he ate his way to that party.
Do you remember... Were you around for the guy I used to do shows with all the time, Josh Potter?
No.
Not the Josh Potter from Segura.
No, I don't. You're a fat man, Potter.
He used to... He played Dice on that.
Oh, nice.
And this show is... Did you see Celebrity Ghost Stories? Mm-hmm. It was so shitty. They did such little work. So my friend Stuart played Louis Anderson. He comes in and he goes, do you guys want me to like, because he's got short brown hair. He goes, do you guys want me to like get a wig or like dye my hair? And they go, nah.
Lazy.
Do you want to put a space in my teeth?
That's
so like,
funny.
They go, nah, just put on a suit. So then my friend Josh goes in. It was Jim Norton's episode. And he's playing Dice.
And he comes in and he's got like medium length hair and he's not muscular. And then he comes in and they're like, do you want me to like, you know, like sunglasses, do Dice? And they go, nah. He's like, do you want me to dress like Dice? And they just gave him like, instead of Dice's like studded jacket.
Mm-hmm. They gave him a shirling like I'm wearing right now.
No, he looked like he was in Greece. Like they dressed him as like a background character in Greece.
Sandy.
And then they had him drinking. And Dice, I don't think, has ever drank or do drugs.
He doesn't?
No, Dice, I think, has never drank.
Whoa.
Or if he did, he was sober before he got famous.
Yeah.
In recovery. Yeah. Oh.
They've got him just pounding booze in it. They did no research.
That's funny, because he seems like, I don't know that much about Dice, and he seems like a guy who would booze, so it was like if I was in charge of the show, and also did no work.
Well, that's probably exactly what happened. It's like, given what he looks like, let's give him
his
some cigarettes.
His character would drink. Yeah, right. That's what you
would think. Who is Dice? Andrew who are Dice all
Clay?
Of these people?
You don't know who Andrew Dice Clay is?
I haven't understood the last 5 minutes of this conversation.
Damn. Well, I don't know who Dice is?
I don't know who Dice is. I know it's a thing on a board game.
Can you guys bring up a clip of Andrew Dice Clay?
He was a very dirty comic, popular in the 80s, early 90s.
He sold out the Garden.
Do you know who Jim
Many
Norton is?
Yeah.
I know Jim Norton. I don't know a lot of American comedians. So, to be honest, even though I've been here 7 years.
Do you know Chip Chipperson?
He's
my favorite comedian.
He's the owns the podcast thingy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dice was incredibly popular in the 80s. He was protested and shit like that. He was very dirty, very misogynistic, and it does not hold up.
Okay.
Yeah, it really does.
You watch it now and you're like, this was not funny.
It's like hair metal. It's like, this is so...
People went nuts for him.
What's the big fucking deal?
Oh!
In the meantime, I got this idiot behind me tapping me on the shoulder going, excuse me, is this the end of the line? I said, no, moron, it's the front. We're all staying in fucking backwoods.
Oh, I write for Mad Magazine in the 70s. I'm actually a Jewish man. Oh!
So the way Dice started was he was an impressionist, and the end of his act was, are you familiar with the Nutty Professor, not the Eddie Murphy?
Lewis.
Just the Eddie Murphy.
So that's a remake.
Okay.
And it was a Jerry Lewis movie where he turns into a cool guy. The end of his old act was it would be Jerry Lewis taking the potion to turn into the professor, and he turns into John Travolta.
Mm. Well, he does look like John Travolta.
So
he's like trying to do like macho John Travolta.
Yeah. So is John Travolta.
Now show him them.
I'll take it. All right. Let's get into some stories. We'll keep today
real
short.
Quick, though. Please, why is it that Louis Anderson didn't get the same love after his demise?
I don't know if he was. I mean, he was like
as who as like Saget.
Saget, you know, he kind of Saget stepped on his shine.
Saget did, huh?
Right,
yeah, a little bit.
Louis never
Bob
had a big.
Saget, you know him.
Yeah.
He's a comic that just passed away.
Yeah.
But I never watched a lot of his.
I mean, Saget had Full House, which was like
He was American.
He was on TV.
I didn't even watch Full House.
Did Louis have a big sitcom? I liked him because of Life with Louis.
He had Life with Louis.
I didn't see any pictures. Everyone's resurfaced with pictures of the dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had a paragraph on Instagram. I was like getting emotional.
Saget was A-list. He just didn't have like a lot of respect, I feel like, among comics, but people still liked him.
And I think we're like the perfect age where that felt like somebody we grew up with dying.
Yeah.
Louis might have been a little before our time, as well as... I think he skirted by a few naughty boy accusations.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come back to my place. We'll kiss on the lamps.
I believe he was much older, Mr. Travolta.
Right? He was
like 68.
Oh, so they were the same age.
Yeah, he was only 8 years older than him.
Yeah.
I believe Louis had some allegations of
Tom Rhodes.
So they're gonna bury the allegations with him. Just leave that alone.
Hey, let's not bring
it
up. He
ate the allegations. Yeah. If you're fat enough, you can just eat them.
Funny enough, Dice posted a clip of him and Louis Anderson together when they were young, when Dice had just like started being huge, and it was them both out of character. So it was Dice in his regular like Jewy voice, and Louis Anderson just dropping F bombs the whole time.
That's funny.
And with a beard, and he goes, he's like the real. He goes, I think if Andrew hadn't become famous, We would have made sure he got famous anyway, because he would have annoyed the fucking shit out of us.
Wait, did Louis not talk like that?
No, Louis was pretty clean. I think Louis was like consistently clean.
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant his voice, though. Like,
No, it was Dice not doing Dice.
Oh, okay. I thought you said.
Wait, so Dice is not a New Yorker on the
street? No, he's a super Jew.
Oh, but I mean, that voice is like, I'm walking here.
Yeah. That's very Italian.
Okay. Yeah, Italian. Yeah, thank
you. Doing like, oh, I'm fucking Dice. Little goose. But that's not how he actually talked. But now he does talk like that. He did the character so much, he just became that.
Yeah, he's kind of appropriated his own character.
Oh.
But he was kind of nebbishy.
Nebbishy, what does that mean?
Woody Allen.
Zach is skirting around slurs for Jewish
people.
Yeah.
Do you want me to show that clip, Zach?
Yeah, sure.
You said Dice will become very famous.
Man, why don't you come back to my hotel room?
Because if he doesn't, he's going to drive people out of their
Louis was always a big boy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Looks like Harry Knowles coming in.
I knew all the time that he would be the big star that he is. I'm just glad that he remembered me. But he lives around the corner, Louis. You know, I live right over here. I got a view, too, you know. He's got his little mansion around
Dice made it with the filthy, obscene material. And I made it with the fucking family stuff.
R.I.P. Louie.
Cool. I like this, actually.
R.I.P. Louie. Let's go over. Hey, real-ass fans. You guys have noticed the prices on everything are going up. Gas, meat, rent. You know what's not going up in 2022? Kilos from YoKratom.com. In 2022, no one should go without their Kratom. Unless you don't already do Kratom, then don't start on our account. But YoKratom.com is committed to getting you the kilos of Kratom you need for just $60. That is their guarantee, $60 of kilo. So no more going to gas stations or bodegas or smoke shops. Just go to YoKratom.com for $60 kilos. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. Sergio, I'm going to say this story. I want to do this because you're here. Because you're a good-looking man.
Oh, thank you.
But you got an edge to you. And I feel like you might have some crossover with this story. Shannon, if you want to bring it up, women go crazy over hot robbers mugshot. I love when these happen, when like they put out, because I follow, do you follow mugshouties on Instagram?
No, but I've seen women respond. Maybe you've seen this, Katie, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Zach, I believe we talked about it. There was a convict who had a mugshot.
Oh, the guy with the
green eyes. He had very clean, chiseled face features.
Dark-skinned with light eyes.
Yeah, he was the color of that brick behind you.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
And he became like a model gig from that.
He's also like convicts are women love to change guys, so this is like the ultimate fix.
Yeah, you know?
The ultimate fixer upper.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see this guy. Let's let's judge him.
I can do better than the justice system.
Yeah, he looks like a bad. He looks a bit like Tom Hardy, right?
Shannon,
he's hot.
Your thoughts?
He's English, which usually doesn't do it for me, but I kind of like it with his face. And I was able to find his Instagram. Let me just make sure it's still up. I'll show you because there's a shirtless photo. Of him.
Can I guess? Was he part of like 9 other guys, and they had a heist they were pulling off?
Hold on, let me see.
What did he? Do you know what he got arrested for?
Bank robbery.
Bank robbery.
He's a Peaky Blinder.
For stealing my heart.
Yeah. Robbie, for come fuck's on. Sake.
Sorry. It's the robber.
You got his number?
Yeah.
Be on the corner of 14th Street in 5 minutes, or a bomb's going to go off in your pants.
No, you got to do it in a British accent. He's British.
Hello, Gov. Suck my dick. I'm from prison.
Listen, Mr. Goodwin.
Whoa.
Some men just.
Shannon, is that what you're looking for?
I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's got the V, too.
Shout out Dan Cruz. My doors are unlocked. Please come. That guy. I love gay
By
guys.
The way, those Vs, just so you know, you don't have to call it that anymore. There's a name for those. Cum gutters.
Oh, I thought it was dick root.
I'd like to.
Dick root?
Yeah, dick root.
Cum I feel
like
gutter.
Dick root should be like when guys pull the sweatpants down and there's just a little bit of top of dick.
I thought dick root was the creator of Law and Order.
Wait, why is it called cum gutter?
I don't know. That's what I've heard it called.
Because when
the
woman
gutter.
Comes,
oh, because it's like
in.
A bowling ball to the penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the bumpers to the penis, and it bowls you over.
It's for retarded sex.
Okay, just can you put the bumpers up?
Shannon, let's read us a story. Tell us about this gentleman.
Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of information about what he actually did, just about women's responses to it. So I'm looking up other other articles. But yeah, it just says robbery. That's
I hope he was a really bad person and all these women love him. Oh, I killed a retarded chap. I raped his mum for no reason because I'm crazy.
I slit a dog's throat, I did.
It said he was released from prison last September after serving part of a sentence for burglary.
Oh, burglary, who cares?
Yeah, burglary's not too bad. But I'm always fascinated by people who marry serial killers. That shit is wild to me. Wild. I mean, some of these serial killers have a heroin of women. You know what I'm saying?
I used to not get it, but then I saw Ghislaine Maxwell's titties, and I was like, hell yeah. Now I understand what women are doing.
Well, wouldn't you not feel special, though, to kill all these other women and just marry you?
But he's going to kill you.
No, they don't. They don't. Sometimes they have a wife just, it's like a beard.
They're retired.
Okay.
Or she's not special enough to kill. She's not like their type. She's just like the
hybristophilia, when women are like turned on by a dangerous man.
Mm. Shannon, have you looked this up?
That's
before?
Every woman.
No, I have not. But it's just knowledge that's come my way.
That's every woman.
Charles Manson
20s.
Married a pretty young chick before he died, but then he found out that she was trying to get rights to his body. Because she wanted to put it on tour after he died.
Charles Manson was like, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, hey, listen, I need you to respect my body after me and my friends cut the fetus out of,
out of Sharon Tate.
Out of Sharon Tate.
Jesus.
But you know what? I think Richard Ramirez had tons of letters.
And he was gross.
Richard Ramirez?
Yeah.
No.
He looked like the second stage morph of like a turning it of a wolf. Like, you ever seen American Werewolf from London? Oh, yeah. Like the second stage, and then they froze it.
I think a lot of women find him attractive.
You know,
he's not great in. For a serial killer, he's very good looking.
You ever seen a wolf, like a werewolf turn into a man turns into a wolf? Yeah. Like the second stage, freeze.
Okay.
So he's like, he had these eyes that were kind of high cheekbones, and he had like a possum mouth.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think he was about like.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
But look at him.
Yeah, I would say on the right, that's not bad.
Oh my God, he looks like Nathan Orton. I knew that guy was a serial killer.
Yeah.
I mean, his hair looks like it smells good.
Wait, are you a serial killer? Why were they relating this to you? Did you kill people?
No, just because he's a handsome criminal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why did you bring this up?
Because you're a handsome criminal.
No, you know, serial killers have a pattern of killing animals. I'm a big animal lover. Scratch that off the list.
Because they always say that women love Ted Bundy, but then when you look at Ted Bundy, not that handsome.
Yeah, I agree. He shouldn't take the cake for hot serial killers. I think in the 70s, our standards were just low. They're like, oh, that's a hot guy, because in the 50s a hot guy was just like a fat guy.
Yeah.
And then it was like
Art Carney.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what he looked like right before he molested children.
We had a serial killer in Ireland and he got away with it, and he killed like a bunch of women, but
he killed them by taking away their potatoes.
Potatoes are really good. I just started eating them again.
Sorry, I'm pissed at the Irish because I saw Belfast and it sucked.
Belfast was amazing. Go fuck yourself. You obviously don't understand a good movie.
Yeah, Robbie, go fuck yourself.
It's brilliant. Why would you think it's not good? And I want to talk about the serial killer in Ireland.
I thought it was just like a white version of Roma. Like, it was just like, also, it's like Irish people love Ireland and I just don't share that love. Hey, more power to you. I've just never been. I'm really offending Katie right now. I'm sorry.
Ireland is dope.
I'm being a real ass dude right now.
I went to Ireland 3 years ago.
No, you're not,
because
you keep apologizing.
I'm sorry. I'm such a real ass dude.
I loved Ireland. I went to Edinburgh. I went to a wedding out there. What's the island right
Scotland?
Off of that?
Yeah, well, Edinburgh, Scotland. But I'm glad
no,
you
No, no, no. It's the other. There's a. That's yeah. That's right. But what's the island right off of? The Cliffs of Moher. Cliffs of Moher, I went there. And what's the islands right off her?
Inishman?
I believe so.
Oh, Aaron Islands.
Yes.
You mean the Irish Islands. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thanks for the correction.
Great.
Not Edinburgh, that's Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the comics do the one man show that bombs, handing out their own flyers. But yeah, Ireland was fucking dope, man.
It is.
Easily one of my favorite
Maybe
places.
I should go. Maybe then I'd like Belfast.
You would love it.
I went to Ireland.
Also,
yeah.
That movie's just good because it's following a president family who don't necessarily agree what was going on, and then they get in trouble. So it's like an interesting spit, like to
my
see
whole thing
that.
Was the whole conflict was the kid was like, I don't want to leave Belfast. It's like, I moved so much as a kid. I was like, my parents would not have stayed in a place with like riots just because I didn't want to leave.
But people didn't at the time, and they're
fucking dumb. Just move.
No, your family, your friends, a sense of community, having to give that up just to go.
I had to do it like 8 times.
It's not as easy now. This is back in the day.
Yeah.
That was like a big
I feel like
deal.
It was more easy. You had like 3 possessions. You had like your horse and a potato.
You have no money. You have to leave your family house.
I'm
no,
just saying, for a movie called Belfast, it was pretty slow.
You're slow.
I'm in charge. I win.
Wiggle-wiggle-woo.
My mom lies.
I didn't even hate it that much. It was just kind of boring.
I just thought it was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. So, because it's like, it's funny and it's, you know, it's kind of like sad as well. So I just like that.
I saw West Side Story last night and it was good, except they like shoehorned in a trans man character, which would not have existed in a gang of local street toughs in the 1950s.
Oh, they were in the... They weren't, like, in the I Want to Be in America scene?
No, it was, like...
Remember, because you would think, like, yeah.
No, remember the girl...
I've got a cock you can cut off.
I want to be a real man, yeah. I want to be a real man, yeah. But you remember the girl who's like, hey, let's get over here to fucking Jets again and fuck... It. Now that's a trans man, and they, like, shoehorn in, like, you'll never be a girl, or you'll never be a real man. And it's like... This character would not have existed in 1950s. Like, if there was a if there was a trans man back then,
weren't they just a tomboy?
In the original, they're a tomboy, but in this one, it's a trans man played by a non-binary actor. And it's just like, realistically, what, 0.0? Back then, how many people were trans men? And of those trans men back then, how many of them would fall in with fucking greasers, you know?
That is a very odd choice.
Yeah, I was to be woke. And there's also no subtitles during the Spanish. And I looked up why, and Steven Spielberg said, we did it out of respect. It's like, what does that mean? Anyway, it was good, though. I actually
He just
really,
didn't
really
want to get in trouble for not subtitling it correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That whole movie was like, I don't want to get in trouble for making this movie. It was good, though. I actually did really enjoy
before
it.
Before we talk about Irish serial killers, I want to tell you, I want your opinion on this. My family is German and Italian. My mom's side's German, my dad's side's Italian. My mom lies consistently and says she's Irish, and it drives me fucking nuts. Because she went to Ireland on a trip, and a bunch of people were nice to her and asked her if she's Irish, and she just politely smiled, and now goes with that lie to the extent that she wears a shamrock necklace. And then people go, are you Irish? And she'll go, and I fucking hate it. She does huge St. Patrick's Days now and decorates the whole house.
Well, I mean, that's not, you know, like...
Rachel, don't
that,
all.
People, yeah. Well, yeah.
As an Irish person, does that offend you at all? Or does that, or you're like, that's bullshit.
No,
or you're like, ah, whatever.
Whatever. But, like, the thing is, people from Ireland don't wear shamrocks and they don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So even when people do it here, it's not something we do back home.
Oh, you look at that and you're like, ah, it's Boston trash.
It's like, yeah, whatever you want to do. And I do get, like, it's when I first moved over here, I was like, this is a bit weird. Like, I was working in this hotel and when St. Patrick's Day came around, they were all, like, wearing Kiss Me, I'm Irish, but they're, like, dog was Irish, you know, they weren't really Irish, but I thought it was weird. But the more I'm over here, I get why, because here everybody's like, their identity is really important, so you kind of sell it, you're kind of like the culture is time capsule.
Yeah, people
from,
don't
like,
give
famine.
A shit about nationality
in Ireland,
in other places,
no.
Mostly, right?
Yeah, no, and Ireland's getting like Dublin's really multicultural as well, so you like, you're Irish, but it's not like, no one would be getting tattooed like that. It'd be embarrassing to have like a map of Ireland tattooed in Ireland, but here
it is embarrassing. I
here it's different.
Anyone that has here a shamrock different. Tattooed right. on them, that's embarrassing.
But yeah. like, it's
and
also
I am covered in bad tattoos.
Well, it's also like it's hard for me to criticize because I do get that, you know, you're everyone's forced to be like people. When I came over here, they're like, "What are you? Who are you? What are you?" I had an identity crisis. I was like, I don't know. I didn't know I was European really until I moved here. I just never thought about it. I didn't know the word Caucasian. I know I'm sounding like a dumb cunt, but I don't mean to. There's no one ever called me Caucasian.
That's what you should have said when they asked, "What are you?"
I'm a dumb cunt. I identify as a dumb cunt. My pronouns are stupid.
I like
bitch.
That. That's fucking pure. That's the thing. Here, this shit is changing every 6 hours. So good for you.
And can I just say as well,
every
like,
6 hours, Anglo-Saxon, Caucasian, white. Yeah. You know, like what the fuck? Same thing with Latinos, or Spanish, Latino, Hispanic. Like who gives a fuck?
Well, and can I say, like the listeners will be like, oh, that's because Ireland is only white people. It's not true. And I have a joke about it. So I Googled it afterwards because my friend was like, I don't believe that. But so of 450,000 people in Ireland, 60,000 of those Irish people are black. And then I didn't Google the other races because it was a joke about my ex-boyfriend who's black. But then I Googled Jewish people because I never met Jewish people until I moved here. There's only 2,000 Jewish people in Ireland because I never met Jewish
that
people.
That also sounds exaggerated.
I thought Hasidic Jewish people in Williamsburg for 6 months when I was babysitting were Amish people. I was like, oh my God, they've left their horses.
They dress similar.
They've left
their horses. They're just annoying
the
Amish people.
They came to Brooklyn for electricity. I thought
Amish.
It was the Clint Eastwood movie, people.
If Amish people could complain on the internet, that's Orthodox Jews.
I said that to my Jewish friend, and she was like, "Hey," and I was like, "What? Well, it's not my fault you chose not to come to Ireland. I didn't.
Yeah.
It's not like we weren't letting you in. You guys were like, fuck this place."
Yeah, Hasidics are the urban version of Amish.
Yeah, same shit. They're streetwise Amish.
Yeah, they can't use electricity at certain days of the week. I had a Hasidic
Orthodox Jews are the Crystal Pepsi of Amish.
I knock on the door. They would knock on my door.
Oh, can you turn on?
Can you turn on my TV? I'm like, nah, you don't get those rights. You got to celebrate whatever you're celebrating or take a rest. And then I would turn on their TV.
Or my second landlord here, he shook.
Your landlord was Jewish?
No, stop. He shook
Well, now I've heard everything.
Wait, I didn't know about the culture or the history. I knew nothing. And he shook my roommate's hand, who's a guy. And when I went to shake his hand, he goes, no. And I was like, excuse me, I didn't know. And then I found it afterwards.
Because he would come in his pants.
Well, I mean, if I were a prostitute, I think he would shake my hand, right? It has to be like money or something.
Well, no, that's how they come. all right, so I have a lot of opinions about this. I have a lot of friends that are dominatrixes, which is just hookers. But
and the whole clientele, Finkelsteins and Rosenbergs.
Really? The Hasids love them.
The Hasids love them.
First of all, because I know so many fucking goofy goth girls, and Hasids see goth girls, and they're like, she has 7 pairs of underwear on. She must be one of us. She's got a fucking petticoat and a wig. But tons of Hasids go to dominatrixes. A lot of them like to be treated like babies and like their diaper change or shit like that.
Whoa.
A lot of them like to be insulted. I know one girl who, while she was changing into her dominatrix outfit, the guy came on her leg and tried to run out the door without paying. And then
picture him running, holding his hat, coat blowing in the wind,
little
curls,
like fucking Batman, just fucking his cape flying everywhere.
So my two favorite things I've heard about the Hasids with the Doms, one guy wanted to be humiliated, and my friend just grabbed him by the payas, straightened them out, and went.
Wait, what's the payos?
The curls.
The Shirley Temple curls.
Oh, I thought it was
the
like curls. Slang for balls.
And the other is...
Grab him by the payos.
The really strict...
You know what I said? Palis, and I was so confident.
The really strict ones come in a tissue and bring it home.
For the
because,
wife?
Oh, no, because they're not allowed to spill their seed... If you can look this up in the booth. They're not allowed to spill their seed... anywhere but like their home or something like the floor.
That's why they're called Has Seed.
It's better to spill your seed in the belly of a whore than in the dirt or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's a Wu-Tang lyric.
That was in the album that was played.
That's in Martin Shkreli's album.
Shannon, did I make that up completely? Sometimes
if you made that up, that's an amazing thing.
Sometimes
to make up.
I go on a tangent and then I realize that it's a thing that I made up.
It's just so much rules, and then they have to like break or have loopholes to it. It's very confusing.
At first, if you broke one, you had to pay someone $5. Yeah. That's why.
You spilled your seed. That's money for me, please.
When I first moved to New York, I saw a Hasidic Jew with Down syndrome, and I'm like, you don't see that every day. Like that's.
Why? What do they usually do if they have a Down syndrome?
I've never seen one. Oh. A monorgoloid, and
they love those gold chocolate coins more than anybody.
And I told my friend Ari about it, and I was like, "Hey, why have I never seen a Hasidic Jew with Down syndrome?" She's like, "There's so many because of the inbreeding."
Yeah, they're very close. There's tons of them. They're very
close-knit group. They don't let them leave the house. Yeah. They're like Bart Simpson's evil twin brother in Hugo. They're like throwing fish heads up there.
They should let them out because they're the probably nicest version of the group.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
So I lived in a building with a bunch of them, and there was literature in the garbage area, and it was all incest porn literature. And grabbing it, holding it, I felt like I took a piece of it. I was like, what the hell am I grabbing? I put it down. But
because they have a limited amount of them in the community. Yeah. And it's like an issue, like just because they've been related for so long that they keep coming out. Keep coming out silly.
That's a nice.
We got idea. Another goofy one.
Colin Terrell.
I used to work with one who had this weird tick. He would lick his thumb, And he never smiled a lot. He's like, oh, so how much would that be? Because we was doing plumbing work for him. How much would that be? How much would that be to fix the pipe? I was like, for you, Knockman, $4,500. He's like, oh, that's much too much. That's much too much. But if I knocked out a $500, he would start laughing. Oh, that's great. And then he would walk off. But he would lick his thumb. And the only time he laughed is when money was being saved. And then he would walk away.
Yeah, they're weird people. Shannon, yeah. did you find anything on the nonsense I just spat out?
The closest thing I could find is it says that they believe that sex is the woman's right and not the man's wife. The man's duty is to give his wife sex regularly and to ensure that it's pleasurable for her.
Well, I'm out.
And they're not allowed to abstain from sex from the wife for an extended period of time, and that is grounds for divorce. Oh, so I'm wondering if maybe that's offshoot of that is that if they're bringing like the ejaculate back home, then maybe they're not depriving her in some way. That's the closest thing I can find to it.
That's wild because I thought they were kind of oppressive to women. So now I'm hearing that, I'm like, wow, no, that's
yeah. I think
totally
Shannon's
different.
On like fucking some fucking juice.
It's jufacts.org.
That's not like a big lie.
Jufacts.
It's like, no, we're good to women. We're good.
Actually, we're really nice to them.
After we made them shave
really
their heads.
Yeah. We're all really handsome with big peckers.
Also, we don't care that much about money. Also, this article's behind a paywall.
Wait, do they have the women do have to shave their head when they get married, right?
I don't know if they shave their hair, but I know they wear it. I think that's just like Muslims. Like, I don't think they can't show their hair.
Oh, so it's just, yeah, but even then, why not just wear
Muslims can show hair in a wedding. But in a wedding, you can. Why it depends on the Muslim.
Why not just wear a scarf? Like, a lot of Irish women in the 50s used to wear scarves as well. So, but a wig seems like a lot more of an effort and more expensive, no? And itchy.
Well, Irish women wore the scarf to hide the bruises on their chins.
And the men just wore their bruisers with pride. Because yeah, the knuckles. Women could give it as much.
Yeah. Hey guys, real quick, let's take a second and thank one of our favorite sponsors, one of our biggest supporters here at the Real Ass Podcast, Fume. Fume is a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of the world's super plants on the go. It's very simple. It is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled only with the benefits of superplants. There are no added chemicals. It is a natural and portable tool for allergy relief, relaxation, and great nicotine replacement, and it's got a pocket fit. All you got to do is slide your favorite core into the Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. Check it out at breathefume.com. Fume is spelled F-U-M, and you're going to want to use the code REAL for 10% off your order today. They have great flavors. They sent us a holiday pack that I absolutely loved. One of their top sellers is the Conquer Core. That's actually got black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus for kicking your nicotine cravings. There's Lemon Berry Bliss, Invigorate, Shield, Bubbly Lime, Reassurance. Guys, I don't smoke. The Fume is really nice. Everyone here that's quitting smoking has been trying to use it to great success. So head over to breathefume.com/real and use the code REAL to save 10% and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. Hey, let's get back into our show. So we got Sergio here. So, of course, we need to get into our favorite segment here on the show. For those of you that don't know, Sergio, King of the Jungle... A master of cold-blooded creatures. This is Sergio Chacon's Wild Kingdom.
Oh, my music.
Is this yours?
Yes. This is my segment of the show, Katie. I hope you're not too turned off by my prize. I come with surprises.
Okay. Is it a snake?
It is. No snakes in Ireland. Fun fact, there are no snakes in Ireland.
Yeah, they were driven out by St. Patrick.
Yeah.
On Whacking Day.
Whacking Day.
Would you help me?
That's another thing I have a problem with, mixing up The Simpsons with real life.
I know, I do that.
There's really a snake, Katie. Are you okay with that?
My favorite horror movie is The Shining.
Okay. I have a feeling.
Katie, if you're scared, I'll switch you with Robbie.
No,
it should be fine. She trusts me.
I've been looking for an excuse all day.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
In true dirtbag form, I bring him in Tupperware.
Oh, wow, Lewis is here.
Okay, so here we have...
Oh, my God.
That one's active, huh?
Yeah, he's mad. You've kept him in a feckin' lunchbox for the whole show. I'd be pissed as well.
That sounds like a line from Belfast.
So this is a hypo Burmese python.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm taking a picture, too.
You'll find them in Florida these days. They're an invasive species. They're not really invasive, though. What happened was there was a breeding facility.
Oh, oh my God, he's getting out.
No, he's getting out. Get him back in the box. Where's St. Patrick?
And it was a hurricane.
You're going to need a lot of luck of the Irish, Katie.
There was a hurricane.
He's okay. He's looking at me.
Okay. There was a hurricane like in 1992 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
good God.
And it released a lot of them. So now they're all over the Everglades. But this one I got in Pennsylvania with Ian Fidance. He drove me in the middle of the pandemic.
Hey, I bought this because I thought it was a big penis. Do you want it?
Look at this. He's beautiful.
He's beautiful. He's very sweet, too.
What's his name?
His name is Oliver.
Does he bite you?
Oliver Twist.
Nah, yeah. So, Katie, I want my goal for today is to get you over the fear of snakes. He's very sweet. There's food motivated. It you looks, don't look like a rat, nor do you smell like one, so you'll be fine.
He looks like Voldemort.
Yeah, so let's put your hand under his chin.
No. You know, you're gonna, No, I can't.
The tongue flickering, he's just smelling particles. And that's a slow flicker, which is a...
Does he have teeth?
Yes, he has teeth.
No. I like fingers and stuff.
Look, fine.
That's a weird thing about
but
me.
He's
I
cool,
like
right?
Having my fingers.
He's beautiful.
He's about a year and a half.
It is majestic.
Yeah, he's a great creature. They get big. So the females get bigger than the males.
How big is he going
to
get?
He'll probably get like 10 to 12 feet.
Is it like dogs? Can they smell your fear? I'm sweating now. I can smell it.
You know, it depends how you handle them. If you're very abrupt and you come from above, like a bird or something, they'll become nervous. But you see how he's cool. He's curious. They have different modes. There's a feeding mode. He's in curious mode right now. That slow flicker of the tongue just tells me that he just wants to see what's going on.
Now, assume I'm a fucking idiot. They smell with the tongue, right?
Yeah, they pick up particles. And
so that's how he knows like what's around him.
Correct.
More than his nose and his eyes.
Right. And the nose is for cocaine.
Huh.
The actual nostrils are just to sniff with his daddy. Yeah. Anyone want to hold him?
I'm good.
Mr. Goodwin?
Nah.
You sure? Come on.
I like looking at him, though.
Yeah, put him on me.
Look at this. Look how good he is. I did all this work to tame him down for you guys to be scared of him.
Put him on me. Put him on me. I'll wear him for a story.
I have to tell you, Zach wasn't always fond of snakes. This took one or two episodes.
Yeah, I had to get used to it. But, you know, hey, Lewis isn't here to wear it, so I have to take
my
I have
body.
To do it.
It feels like love.
Pet.
It's not slimy. A lot of people think
it feels like my boots. I feel so guilty now. Yeah. But they're not. My boots are just leather. But it does feel like boots.
It feels like my Sherling. Close your eyes. You wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah. Hi, Snakey.
See, it's nice.
He can. He, my sweat is going to come through my fingers and go like, this bitch is terrifying.
He's really good at eating pussy.
Well, he's got good tongue movement.
Exactly.
All right, so put him on.
He's like, what is this?
Let's look at this. What story do you want to hear, Robbie? You can pick the story while Sergio puts this. Okay.
Can I add one
creature.
More thing that maybe is what you were looking for with the Jew ejaculation?
Yes, 100%. Shannon, anytime you have facts about Jews or ejaculation, much less both.
Okay, so this cats, is under right? this section.
What?
You don't have cats, right?
I have two cats.
Okay, if you smell like cats, that might be an issue. I'm kidding. He lives with two cats.
Oh my God, Sergio.
Yeah, you're doing very well, Zach.
That wow, he's so strong.
He's very strong.
He's so strong. Oh my Lord, Robbie, pet him.
He's
Robbie,
gonna choke you, and then you might like that.
Oh my God, he's so fucking strong. Hi, buddy. Hi, Oliver.
He's actually kind of cute.
Oliver,
yeah, cute.
You're so handsome.
Yeah, he is cute.
Look
I just
at my friend Oliver. Hi.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Hi, Oliver.
Looks like one of Poison Ivy's trees.
Hi, buddy. So, Rob, what do you want to talk about, pal?
Oh, so destruction of seed. Something that is forbidden.
Sergio, get this thing off me.
You want me to get away?
Is he going to...
No, he's fine. He's just... You can just let him go.
Okay.
You can let him go. Yeah. He's just smelling you.
All right, Rob, tell us about Jucum.
So it is forbidden, the act of... I can't pronounce it in Hebrew, but it's a destruction of the seed, and that is ejaculation outside of the vagina.
Aha.
So no masturbation. There is actually a law in the Talmud that states, in the case of a man, the hand that reaches below the navel should be chopped off.
All right.
Wonderful.
You think Zach's a tree.
Oh, wow. Cool. Thanks for the facts, Shannon.
Ah, it's coming out of your hair.
Sergio, is this fucking nuts?
It's awesome, man.
He's like Ratatouille for Zach.
He's controlling me. If I say the N-word, it's because the snake's pulling my hair.
Do the story about the Jews.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wait, what's his name? Oliver.
Oliver.
Because he twists.
I mean, does he know his name?
No.
Oliver, you are a knight. You can't believe how much power.
I mean, those things, when they get full grown, they could take down a small goat.
This is a baby snake?
That's a baby. He's like a little over, he's like a year or two. And he's growing
this
fast.
This is hilarious.
He eats rats, chicks. He eats anything. He's very food motivated. But once I get him, you know, I tap him on the head with the hook and he knows his daddy, he's all good.
Hell yeah.
But you know, after, you know, you gotta respect these animals, right? If I have a snake that's above, you know, 8 feet, I'm not handling it alone. You should always have someone in the room. You know, you gotta be respectful of them. Yeah,
I've always said that.
But if people are super fearful of snakes, but the fact of the matter is, you're gonna have more dogs biting people yearly than you know. A lot of people own snakes. Don't get it twisted. Don't you know?
Yeah,
Sergio, move over a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, so Robbie, pick the next story.
Hey, so
hey, you sure you don't want to hold him?
Yeah, no. Okay. I'm little. I don't want that.
Does this mean he's comfortable with me?
Yeah, he's
Florida man.
He's super comfortable with you.
Attacks a guy with a machete before biting his face and stealing his cell phone. Danny Trejo's at it again.
Shannon,
Did you do? He attacked a tree?
He attacked a guy with a machete before biting his face and stealing. So he has a machete and he attacked the guy and then bit his face and then stole his cell phone.
Why do Florida people love biting faces?
So first let me show you what he looks like.
Okay.
Okay, he's not going to get any women hitting him.
He looks... Yeah. This guy's on ugly bug shots.
His eyes are all over the gaff.
Is this Cosby?
So he goes by the name of Psych.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, where's your eyes looking, Psych?
Zach with the fucking snake on his head is so funny.
Oh, my God, he's up in the air.
So, oh, my God. So he...
This is more interesting. What's a snake up? What's he thinking?
I mean, those eyes are wild on that guy, on that criminal. I mean, he got like all corners covered.
Yeah. He's the best criminal.
Yeah, he's watching the door in case the police come. one eye on his victim, one eye on the door.
His name is like Sam Gecko Johnson or some shit. Jesus Christ.
Yo, my name is Sam Gecko Johnson.
That's crack eyes, right?
I don't know what happens to people. I mean, not everyone's born like that. It happens during time. It could be crack eyes.
Yeah. Well, also, if you just don't go to the, what's it called? The eye doctor?
The optometrist
or something?
Yeah, like you can get a lazy eye. So like when I went to the eye doctor, they were like, oh, you have to do eye exercises or it can get worse. So if you just don't go, you maybe
hey,
just...
Hey, Sergio, make sure he doesn't burn himself on the slate.
Maybe put him back. He's getting too... All right, now he's just...
Maybe he's cold in there and wants the heat of the light.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Maybe give him a blanket, not just a feckin' towel.
Yeah, why not?
I don't want him not.
Zach wanted you to take him like 10 minutes ago.
He might sense that Irish people got rid of him, and then he'll kill me.
Yeah,
I'm like a small, tiny goat.
Yeah, that's true. He's a racist snake. We forgot to mention that.
So, for the listeners, sorry about that. There was a snake on my head.
Mr. Goodwin, you sure?
I'm good, man. Thank you, though.
I am drenched in sweat.
Yeah, dude.
Slightly more than I would have been just sitting here.
This is like a reality show.
All right, I'm so sorry to interrupt that story. So, big crack eyes. Tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay, so there was a man who was waiting for a ride to work in Miami-Dade County. And this guy, Psych, this is 8:30 in the morning, approaches him and asks him for money. When the guy refused to give him money, this guy, Psych, started to hit him with a broomstick.
By the way, Shannon, every time you read it, I feel like you're fucking with us. And you're like, so this guy, Psych!
He started to hit him with a broomstick. And then when the guy tried to defend himself, he pulled a machete from his waistband. And
you never expect that.
Yeah, it started to attack him. Then he, I guess, grew tired of hitting him with the machete and bit his face. The guy was able to get away. He received staples at the top of his head, which here's a picture, but you can't actually see his face. And the guy, Psych, managed to get away with his $300 cell phone, and they caught him later on because he was back in the same spot.
I'm not going
to stab you. He returned to the scene of the crime
yes.
with the machete?
It doesn't say. It seems like he was just hanging out back outside of that same supermarket again.
Oh, that was his, like Jay and Silent Bob. That's his spot. Yeah.
He picked the wrong guy as well. $300 cell phone. Who has a $300 cell phone? They're usually like a grand.
Yeah.
But this doesn't sound like a great neighborhood in general.
This guy makes a lot of poor decisions.
This poor guy, though, just got half his face eaten. So like, he got a second Hannibal.
He got arrested. Does it say what his charges are?
No, it just says he was arrested on Saturday after the victim reported seeing him outside the supermarket again.
Oh, the guy went back. Was he like, you know what? I'm going to get my fucking groceries. I don't care what happened to me. All right, let's do one more story and get our asses out of here. You guys hear about this 19-year-old who made a bot to track Elon Musk?
No.
All right, yeah. Check this out. 19-year-old who created a bot to track Elon Musk's private jet turns down Musk's offer of $5,000 to take it down from Twitter. Tell us about it, Shannon.
So, yeah, so this kid was able, he's like a genius, and he created this bot, and he not only was tracking Elon Musk's private jet, but also Jeff Bezos, some other billionaires, and he would post it. Here's an example. He has a Twitter account called Elon Musk's Jet. And if you share this, he would tweet it. So whenever he would take off or land, he would share that information. And here it says that Elon was trying to block his software, but he found a way around it. And so eventually Elon Musk tweeted at him and was like, can you stop? Because some crazy person is going to kill me. And he refused. And he said, I'll give you $5,000. And the kid was like, that's not enough. How about $50,000? And Elon Musk said, you know, he doesn't feel like that's the right thing to do to like bribe him to take it down. And then the kid responded and said something about like, if you don't want to give me money, then how about an internship? And Elon Musk hasn't responded to that yet.
So, hey, this guy's completely right. $5,000 to Elon Musk.
Right.
It's not even a penny.
It's how about a fucking a wisp of a thought of money from me?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think this guy...
An internship. I'd ask for a fucking job.
In his head is going, listen, had they tracked that goddamn Lolita Express?
Yeah, I had the same thought.
That's got to be in his head, right? So if he's tracking billionaire jets, he's going, I want to have this info so that they could fuck these guys when the hammer drops on what crazy shit they've been doing.
Yeah.
You know what's wild? That he has this intelligence to do such things, but he doesn't have emotional intelligence. Oh, yeah, can I get an internship?
Yeah, what the fuck, an idiot.
Like, you know, is this wild to me?
Sergio, it's called autism.
It's some real dirtbag shit.
I'll give it all up for a model train set.
No, obviously this guy's fucking brilliant. And to be honest, that's probably a fucking great thing to track.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go after people, it's like it's a much bigger scale version of, have you guys ever heard sometimes when people get married, they look up all the CEOs and millionaires in their area and just send a wedding invite to them? Because chances are they might have an assistant or somebody who gets it and they're like, hey, you want to go this way? And they're like, no, just send them $20,000. Like,
whoa, I'm definitely going to do that.
And it's like a thing people have done where they just look up multi-billionaire, because the chance that mail is going to get to them personally, that they don't have somebody going through it, and then they're just going to assume that you know them and just send you a check.
That's genius.
So I feel like the idea
do that.
I feel like the idea of tracking these huge people, somebody's going to throw you the money to go, hey, fucking stop. Or if he's fucking blocking Musk software, he's probably going to go, yeah, I want you working for me. Or he's going to kill him.
Yeah, I think he's...
Or he's going to kill... He's going to have him...
Or send him the most annoying memes of all time, like all day.
Halfway through my sentence, it's like, oh, we could just kill him.
Yeah, that's what Ghislaine did.
He also, by addressing it, just proved that the kid is right. Like, is he not better just ignoring it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have heard about these accounts unless Elon Musk likes... And also, why is he the only guy who's like, hey, take this down? Like, what was Elon up to, huh?
The Jet page has 150,000 followers so far.
Yeah, and now I want to follow.
He's tracking Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, anybody else?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Sorry.
John Travolta.
It just keeps going to bathhouses.
Yeah. Keeps flying to and from Fire Island.
I got some business.
What was that,
Travolta? It says Bill Gates also.
Okay. Mm. I like it.
How old is this kid?
19.
This kid's going to have a good job by the time he's 21.
Yeah, he could probably just steal $5,000 in some like hacking thing or something. He doesn't need.
Manipulate some kind of rule.
Yeah, yeah, like cyber money or whatever it's called.
Cyber money.
Cryptocurrency. Cyber money. On the blockchain.
Cyber money is what you pay a hooker to sext with.
Yeah, cyber money. That's funny.
I mean, that's I admire that hustle, man. My biggest hustle was I would go to a club or a bar and pretend I would know the bouncer because everyone's name is John or Mike. So I'm like, Mike, John, bouncer knows me, and they would let me in. But that's me
you
getting
point
over.
At someone and saying name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because John and Mike, everyone's named John and Mike. So they'll be like, oh, you know John or Mike? And I would get in there. That's my hustle.
If
that
kid had your street smarts, he'd be the fucking biggest kid of all
time.
So
if you don't want to wait online in the club or bar, just say you know the bouncer Mike or John, and chances are they'll be like, just get in. Shut up.
All right, we're going to put that in our scam that Jew category.
Yeah.
And I will say, if this works out for this 19-year-old and he winds up making money or getting a big job, possibly scam that Jew of the year.
Yeah. Is Elon Jewish? No.
I feel like he's honorary.
Yeah, if you make over $1 billion, you're honorary Jewish.
Yeah, they'll take you.
Welcome to the team.
All right, let's end it there. This was a fucking fun show. Thank you so much to my guests. Please check out Sergio Chacon's DBS podcast, Katie Boyle, The Shift podcast, Robbie Goodwin, Judge on Comedy Fight Club. thank you guys sincerely, Robbie. Thank you for the last minute running over here.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. Thank you guys so much. And big ups for Oliver the Snake.
Which, by the way, real quick, don't purchase the snake unless you're fully prepared for it. They're a lot of work. They live like 30 years, and they're not to be messed with. So do your research. Don't be one
sounds
of these people
like my
who
ex-wife.
And don't buy one if you have a goat.
Right.
And don't see Belfast.
All right. See Belfast.
You guys
see
heard it here. This is Zach Meagle on behalf of my hetero life mate, Louis J. Gomez, saying we'll see you next week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.